listen, I'm excited for that. And, you know, you may not realize this, but it takes faith to start a church. It takes faith to start a church. And so what I'm going to do, because I have a presentation that I want to do after this, but I just wanted to give you a word, because I believe a lot of times, and I'm just talking out of my heart today, a lot of times as Word of Truth Family Church members, if you've been here for a while, you understand or you know faith, because I've taught you faith. But the problem that I find with our church is, when we get here, we don't get it, and then we get it, and we start learning the processes of faith and start living by faith. And what happens is God begins to bless us. And so God begins to bless us with the things that we love and the things that we desire. And so watch this now. We begin to obtain things by faith. But the problem is, if you're going to obtain something by faith, it must be sustained by faith. So what happens is we start learning how to give and how to be a blessing and how to tithe and how to give offering, and we do that. And then what happens is God starts blessing us and we fall, watch this now, because your faith is like a rubber band. It'll grow back to where it was before you started if you don't continue to grow it. And so what happens is people relax their faith. That rubber band goes back in, and then they begin to think, oh, these blessings, I got this on my own. Why do I need to tithe? I'm blessed. I have my house. I have my car. Not remembering that the way you obtained it is the way you got to sustain it. So in the flesh, you feel like, and so that's why now I'm talking to some people, you struggle tithing. Why are you 25 years in the faith and you struggling? You know why? Because your faith rubber band has gone back to you believing in you and not him. So I'm going to give you a scripture real quick. I got one scripture because I want to just briefly say miracles take motion. Everybody say miracles take motion. So I'm going to start in Matthew chapter 17, verse 24. I'm reading out of the New Living Translations. I am going to go fast. It's okay, because I want you to catch the concept this morning. It says, on their arrival in Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax came to Peter and asked him, doesn't your teacher pay temple tax? He said, yes, he does, Peter replied. Then he went into the house, but before he had a chance to speak, Jesus asked him, what do you think, Peter? Do kings tax their own people or the people they have conquered? He says, well, they tax the people that they have conquered. Peter replied, well, then the citizens are free. However, we don't want to offend them. So listen to what he says, because here's the first point. Everybody say first point. Here's the first point. If you're here, if you've taken notes, whatever. I didn't pass out notes, but miracles take movement. Miracles take movement. Listen to the rest of the verse he says to him. He says, listen to the instructions. Here's the movement. This is why I want you to hear this. He says, go down to the lake. Everybody say that's movement. Throw in a line. Everybody say that's movement. He says, open the mouth of what fish? The first fish that you catch. Everybody say that's movement. And then he says, you'll find a large coin. Take it and pay the tax for both of us. So listen. Had not Peter made movement, he'd have never got his miracle. And that's the problem with believers. We want God to do it first. God, if you will bless me, I will bless you. And God is saying, no, you bless me and then I'll bless you. See, the Bible says when we draw close to God, then he draws close to us. See, God has already done what he's going to do. He's waiting on us to take an action of faith. And guess what happens? What he said he will do automatically takes into motion. Everybody say, miracles take motion. Here's last point, number two. Here it is. And that is, miracle money must have more than you in mind. How many could use some miracle money? Miracle money. See, because listen now. Let me read now. I'm going to read it back in the King James Version. He told Peter this. He says, go to the sea, cast a hook, take up the fish that comes up first. And when you have opened the fish's mouth, you will find a piece of money. Everybody say, I need a piece of money. He says, you'll find a piece of money. He says, I want you to take it. Watch what he says now. Give to them, read it with me, for me and you. See, miracle money comes when God knows that he knows you ain't gonna use it all for you. See, the reason why miracles happen financially is when God knows that you have, watch this now, enough trust in him to say, God, I ain't gonna use it all just for me. I'm gonna share this miracle money with others. And that's what giving is all about. And most of us, we're financially constipated because we're keeping everything we get to us. So I have something that I want to tell you. Everybody say, what is it? Your way out. Your way out is the faith route. Your way out is a faith route. See, money ain't going to fix your problem. And if it did, what makes you different now from the world? Oh yeah, you can go get an extra job. You can work 5 shifts. An unbeliever can do that. But they can't trust the God that they're not serving, but we can. And now when you trust God to do what he's going to do, because see, some of y'all need to trust God to do what he's going to tell you to do for Giving Sunday. All I want you to know is that God does not give seed to the storer. He gives seed to the sower. All right. That's my message. Somebody get that from me. All right. Praise the Lord. Okay, so y'all, let me open my little laptop. So, for those of you who may be new to the church, or if you visit, how many visitors? Visitors, raise your hand, visitors. Oh, give our visitors a big hand clap. I'm about to do something that you probably won't see in a lot of churches. Okay, what am I about to do? I'm about to share with our congregation and those who are watching how well financially our church did in 2023. Now, let me preface this by saying this. In fact, they can go ahead and I have a clicker. Let's see if it's going to work today. All right. Okay. Okay. All right, let me see. Where's the first slide? I guess they don't have my little cover sheet. Okay. All right. Well, we're not done yet as a church. So let me tell you why the average pastor and church do not share with people money. Because they don't think the people can handle the big numbers. Now here's why I'm not going to do that. Number one, I believe that God's people perish because of lack of knowledge. I also believe that you perish because of lack of financial knowledge too. So if I'm going to teach y'all faith and you believe in God to do some big things in your life, how can you believe God to have this multi-million dollar business when you can't listen to multi-million dollar stuff that I'm telling you? So I have to grow your thinking and grow your mind. And you know what? I'll probably get some criticism. Guess what? I don't care. So we had some issues. Is my pie chart back there at least? Is my pie chart back there? Because this is not the first screen right here. That's not my first screen. Can y'all at least find my pie chart? Can y'all find my pie? Can y'all see that? Okay. All right. I'm supposed to have a pie chart. Hopefully the next service will see it. Let me tell you what's on this pie chart. First of all, we have 5 financial areas that make up our church. I'm going to tell you what the 5 areas are, and then I'm going to put that screen. Hey! Thank you, media department. So we have 5 financial areas that make up our church. You can see we have salaries. We have ministry, we have administration, we have what I call missions and outreaches, and then we have operations. If you can see, all of those areas represent a percent. 24% in salaries, 24% in ministry, 9% administration, 10% in missions and outreaches, and then 33% in operations. And here's what I'm about to do now. I'm going to show you how much money came into our church. And then I'm going to show you what breaks down those percentages. I'm going to tell you what's in those percentages so you can understand where your money is going. Say amen to that. All right, so let me see what my next slide looks like. Okay, they got it all mixed up. That was supposed to be the first one. But that's okay, we're going to keep pushing the button. All right, so in 2023, $5.3 million came in the Word of Truth Family Church. Can y'all give yourselves a big hand clap? Yes. And I believe how you treat God's house determines how your house is treated. In 2022, you can see we did $4.765 million, which means that we grew last year almost $600,000. Somebody give the Lord a hand clap. There are churches that shut down last year, but we're still not only going, we're still growing. Praise the Lord for that. So, let's talk about missions and outreach. You say, Pastor Eben, what is that? Well, as you can see, in 2023, we spent 10%. Now listen, that to be accurate, that would have been 530-something thousand, but it was really 9.6, and I don't like dealing with the 0.6, 0.3, so I rounded it up. Y'all understand that? Okay, so it came out to be 10% when you round up. But as you can see, if you can't see it, in 2022, we did 454,000. In 2023, we did over a half a million. And here's what that it consists of. We have a sister church in California. It's called Life Church. Pastor Che was here and served me and our church for 12 years. And God spoke to me and told me he was supposed to replace a pastor in California. And so we sent Pastor Che to California. And let me tell you something. They're doing amazing. What is the vision of our church? To do what? To know Christ and to make him known. And we're using the resources that God has blessed us to help make Christ known in California. And let me tell you a secret, church. Every soul that gets saved in California, Word of Truth Family Church gets credit for it in heaven. They just had their big giving Sunday last Sunday. I'll tell y'all what the total is. We always give towards that. But we consistently every month give to that church. We also give consistently every month to a couple of church plants. You say, well, what's a church plant? When I started Word of Truth Family Church, nobody helped me but the 22 people. I said, God, if you will ever bless me, I won't let somebody else have to struggle like I had to. Even though it wasn't a struggle for me. Praise the Lord for that. So we have two churches right now that we pour money into every single month. And the one at the top, Journey Fort Worth, they're coming up almost on a year of being a church. We are planting them and we sow into their church every Sunday. And every soul that gets saved at that church gets credit in heaven at Word of Truth Family Church. Listen, Asia, Pastor Diego's wife, was working for the school system full time. Because of your giving, everybody say my giving. Because of your giving, we were able to take her off her job and pay her to work for their new church. History Maker Church. And I'm going to bring Pastor Terrence here. He's a black man with an English accent. I'm going to bring him so y'all can see him. But him and his wife, and all y'all have to do is Google these people. These are real people. These are real numbers. This is real money. And then we do church and ministry donations. If I go speak somewhere, guess what? Not only am I going to bless the pastor, but we always sow into that church. But not just that church. We sow into churches and ministries across the world. Say amen to that. And so, and then mentor churches. I'm starting a whole new branch. One of the things, my capacity has grown. So I'm not just pastoring y'all now. I'm actually pastoring other pastors. Okay, yes. So in the fall, I've started a new organization. It's called HELP. It stands for Helping Educate Leaders and Pastors. And I'm having my first, I'm going to call it gathering in the fall. So we sow money to help people that I mentor. Amen. So over $500,000 came today. Y'all give yourselves a hand clap for that. So let's look at another area. Let's look at ministry. We put $1.2 million, almost 24% or 25%, into these areas. And this is the core of our church. This is where people's lives are being changed. This is where now we put our energy and our focus in. And as you notice, of course, it went up from 2022 to 2023. And these are all the different areas of our church, including benevolence. Amen. This is good and it's not good. Last year, our church gave in benevolence over $200,000 to our members, and that's not good because the majority of the people who got that money are not tithers and don't know how to give. And that's the reason why they're struggling. But that's okay. We've changed some things up in 2023. Praise the Lord for that, right? So let's go to the next one. Administration. You say, Pastor, look, almost $500,000 go to the administration. You say, well, what in the world is that? Okay, look, it's areas like health and medical benefits. Let me ask you something. How many got benefits on your job? Let me tell you something. I know they take some of that out of your check, but how many know some of that come out of that company? Well, the truth ain't no different. Yeah, they pay for some of their medical benefits, but we do too. Guess what? Here's the number. $140,000 went towards medical benefits last year. For the staff. Y'all say bless the staff. Amen. Listen, this one shocked me right here. Payroll taxes. See, when I know you don't like when you get your check, it'd be like, well, are these taxes coming out? I say the same thing. Same thing. And if you're an entrepreneur, you will understand exactly what I'm saying. So listen, when the taxes come out of your check, it's not just coming out of your check, it's coming out of that company too. Because this is how people get in trouble. Stop paying your payroll tax and see what the IRS gonna do to you. Well, let me tell you something right now. Y'all ain't gonna have to put no more money on my books because I ain't going. $144,000 in payroll taxes is what we paid last year. Because we have a lot of people that work here. You have, listen, new equipment. These are not all the stuff that's in this area. I'm just pointing some areas out. Because here's what I don't like. Now, this is my pet peeve. Lord, please help me say this with a sweet spirit. What churches be doing with that money? See how much money it takes to run a church? Y'all see that? See, most people are clueless. That's why I don't pay attention to that foolishness. Most people who think like that, they don't do right with money, so they don't think everybody else don't either. Yeah. So anyway, new equipment, computers. Listen, I just put this up here because that's not the whole area. The 36,000, that's just lease copy. We got copiers all around this place. That's just the least amount for the whole year that we spend on copiers. So Pastor, we need to go to the pawn shop and get some copiers. That's why you don't work here. That's why, right there. Right? And then merchant fees. I didn't even put that one up there. Cause it almost discouraged me. You say, well, Pastor, what is that? You know, anytime we give electronically, there's a fee. You go to the mall, you pay something. If you do it with your card, there's a fee. And I'm okay because before COVID, 85% of our church gave electronically. When COVID hit, we pretty much everybody had to do that. So it's an advantage. One thing I like is that, you know, ain't no money here. So don't even try to come in here. It's at the bank. Go rob them. Don't rob us. Ain't nothing here. Tell your buddies that too, all right? Everybody say administration. And let me just say this. That's, you know, y'all know those notes that I give y'all every time y'all come in on Sundays? That piece of paper. How many know paper costs money? Yeah. That, all that kind of stuff. How many sometimes be crying in church and you need some tissue? How many know that tissue ain't free?
How many go to the bathroom, women, and need to use the bathroom? You gonna use some tissue. And yo, look, we can't use that old school, tired, dried up, hard tissue. No, cause y'all gonna be complaining. What's wrong with our church? Why they ain't got no Charmin? Well, all that stuff costs money.
Okay, all right. Operations. Now this one's big right here. It takes up the most. We spent almost $2 million in operations. You say, Pastor, what is operations? That's everything that has to do to make this thing work. If you notice, the building maintenance last year was $91,000. See, when y'all invite people to the church, they'd be like, girl, that's a nice church. The bathrooms were nice. But the floor is nice. The carpet is nice. You know why it's nice? Because we take care of it. Amen. We take care of it. We don't, volunteers don't clean our church. Everybody's level of excellence is not the same. And I don't want to have to fire a volunteer. So we pay to get it done. So we can yell at them. Right? Listen, we replaced the sidewalk latter part of last year. How much was that sidewalk, Pastor Johnson? You remember? You don't remember, do you? How much? $20,000 to replace the sidewalk. And, so I know you want to help sometimes, but don't help outside of your authority. Cause, you know, first of all, it was a different color, but one of our members, it was when the ice, they just thought it was helping and they put salt down. The salt ate it up. So we had to replace it, but it's all good. Building insurance. How many got insurance on your house? You better. The insurance on this building, what did it say? 74K. That means thousand. $74,000. Security, I didn't even put that number because I want y'all to treat our security guards nice. That's why I didn't tell you the number. You work for us. Yeah, they do, but I just want them to be safe and I want to keep you safe. Yeah, so that's why, listen. They ain't here just for me and my family, my kids, my wife. No. They're here to protect you and your children. Amen. And we have to pay to make that happen. Say amen to that. Amen. Oh, this is big and I'm going to do it at the end. I'm almost there. The mortgage on this building, we have a first and a second mortgage. The total last year that we spent on the mortgage was how much? $624,000. You said, Pastor Edmund, that's how much my house costs. Exactly. The utilities. How many enjoying the air conditioner right about now? How many like the heat when it's cold? How many want to come in and have lights and not be in the dark? Well, guess what? That cost us $43,000 last year. Look at your neighbor and say, so that's where that money's going. Yeah. Lawn care, $24,000 a year. Now just to divide this by 12 and you can see, right? But let me say this, you know, oh, Pastor, I got a lawn business. I could give you a better price. We're good. Listen, you may not know this, but not only do we own the land here, we own the land all the way to the highway. And then we have to make sure that stays cut and you got bushes and trees and this and that. I mean, last year we had the parking lot. Y'all already know me, right? When I saw, I don't know if Pastor Jonathan brought it to my attention because he thinks just like me. So if he sees something wrong, he ain't got to come to me and be like, Pops, do we need to fix this? He already know. Well, the fire lane wasn't red no more. It was pink. You know why? Because Texas has 1,000-degree weather in the summer. I was like, the fire lane shouldn't be pink. It should be red. Guess what we did? We restriped the parking lot. I don't need y'all to ask us to do that. And I understand some of y'all been to a church, grew up in the church, mama grew up in the church, and they had a forever building fund and you never saw the building. This ain't your mom and daddy or your grandmama church. Praise the Lord for that. All right, let me hurry up here. All right. I got to point it this way. Okay, am I pushing the button? Okay, here we go. All right. So listen, let's talk about this one. I like this one. Salaries. Everybody say salaries. Now, salary, anybody got a dollar? Can I have a dollar? Anybody got a dollar? I don't like dollars. Yeah, can I have a dollar? Yeah, Sharice knows anytime I put my money down, they got dollars in it, she takes the dollars. I don't like dollars. Thank you, Caleb. Can I have it though? I can have it. Praise the Lord. All right. Notice that the payroll or the salary for all the staff is one. My money's in there too. So, oh, Pastor make $1 million. No. This is paying everybody. Right? But I want you to see something. If you notice, let's round it up to 25%. That means every dollar you give to this church, only a quarter out of your dollar is paying to get this church run by the staff. You can't buy nothing for a quarter right now. Nothing. They used to have a quarter bubblegum machine now. Now it's got four quarters in there. A dollar. 25 cents out of every dollar you give is what's going to pay the staff. And listen, I pay them well. Do not feel sorry for them. I take care of them. Why? Because I believe if I have a happy staff, I will have a happy church. And if I have a happy church, I'm going to be a happy pastor. Amen. Amen. So, you say, well, Pastor, let me just say this. It all works together. Because if we didn't have the staff, we couldn't minister to you. We can't minister to you. We can't pay the bills. We wouldn't even have a building. You see what I'm saying? So it all works together. So don't let your friends say, oh, what they doing. Look at them and say, what you doing? Everybody say 25 cents out of every dollar. Now let me see if I can go back real quick. Let me see if I can go back down memory lane. That is. So watch this. Where is the majority of money going? Watch this. If a 25 cents is going to the salaries, watch this church, 75% of the rest of our money, 75 cents or 75%, however way you want to look at it, is what's going into doing ministry. Give the Lord a hand clap if you can do it. All right. So let me hurry up. Let me go back down memory lane. Okay. So let's talk about what happened last year. Yes. So it only says 51, but those are the 51 who filled out the connection card or did the QR code to let us know that they made a decision for salvation. But it was more than that. Trust me, it was three times that number because everybody does not do it. When y'all be in church and I say, I see that hand. That's a lot of hands. It'd be like almost 100 hands sometimes per day on Sundays. So a lot of people don't fill it out, but that don't mean they didn't get saved. But what we do have is documented salvation. 51 people that we know of life got changed last year here at Word of Truth Family Church. We had 237 families, not people, families join our church. And y'all already know, because you saw the kids dancing today, that we got some kids up in this joint. So if you take two people or two kids per family, we had close to 600 people join Word of Truth Family Church last year. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Almost 90 people got baptized. Listen, we had 82,000, if you round up, 83,000 YouTube views on last year. And 43,000 Facebook, which means that we're just not a local church. We are a global church. Thank you for those of you who are watching online. Listen, we have just come back to pre-COVID numbers now. Before COVID, we had about 1,100 or 1,200 people averaging on Sundays. COVID hit everybody. And so some of y'all have now come back out of Bedside Baptist. Praise God. And then here was something that seriously took place last year that I did. I administratively and organizationally restructured our church so that it could do two things. Number one, run effectively. But number two, make it more efficient so I could better serve you. So Pastor Edmund, what does that look like? This is what it looks like. Oh, wait a minute. Did it go too fast? Here we go. So, that looks jagged. I'll just tell you what it's saying. Can y'all make that out? Okay, so here's the deal. I restructured our church. I have three executive pastors. As you can see, it's Pastor Jonathan, it's Pastor Lisa, it's Pastor Polo. And all of them have all these areas that they are responsible for that's under their belt. So when I meet with those three people, I'm meeting with the whole church. I hired Keandria because I needed somebody who only did stuff for me. Because we're too big now to have one person doing 25 things. And so everybody who I've talked to that she set up a meeting for when you call, they say, well, she returns her calls, she do nothing. And I ain't letting, so don't ask Keandra to do nothing for you. None. Keandra work for me. And these three executive pastors are doing an amazing job. Give them a big hand clap. So here's some other accomplishments. We had more volunteers in the departments that were trained to use CCB. You say, what is CCB, Pastor? That's our internal computer system. So like, for instance, if you have children and you go and you check them in, and now we have self-check-in. When you go and do that, guess what happens? That information goes into that system right there. And like right now, I can ask somebody to give me a report to see how many kids checked in at True Kids last week. I can do that. We provided a volunteer appreciation luncheon last year, and over 250 volunteers got served at that luncheon. Good food, too. We had over 6,000 kids repeat visit in our True Kids area. Give Pastor Chad a big head clap for that. And his staff, praise the Lord. And Megan, I saw Megan, there she is. All right. We had 30 kids, you know those kids that was up here dancing? First through sixth grade, we teach them in a way that they can decide when they want to make a decision for Jesus Christ. And when they do, they decide when they're ready to get baptized. And then we help them go tell their parents. 30 kids got baptized last year. Last year, we successfully transitioned and installed a new pastor for our Elevate department, Pastor Marty. And then our youth department, now, look, they're averaging 200 YouTube views for their services that they do on Wednesdays. Give the Lord a hand for that. Okay, I'm almost here. So, listen, we have an intercessory prayer team. If you believe in praying and you want like to pray, they meet every single Sunday. And last year, they met every Sunday to pray and intercede for the church, the service, the different areas of ministry, and all of the volunteers and the members. Amen. Every Sunday. Prayer is important. We had over 600 people attend True Group last year. I love that. Because, see, that's community. And watch this, and over 60 different True Group, types of True Groups were introduced last year. So listen, if you're not growing, it's your fault. Oh, okay, I'm going to stay pastor, I'm going to stay nice. And then we have worship, listen, our worship media fine arts department, which Pastor Polo's oversee, grew by over 160 people in one department. We had the largest Easter production in the history of our church last year. We had over 350 people attended on just the Friday night. Someone give the Lord a hand clap for that. So now let's talk about what I want to see us do this year, okay? Very quickly, what time is it? Number one, I want to select and install our True Kids wall. This is the only thing that we didn't do last year that I say we would do. We didn't do it because I was not happy with the direction that how the decorations going to look. That's okay. We in with both feet right now, right? Well, that by itself is $108,000. The beautiful thing is we have that money. We ain't used it, but that's something that's going to happen this year. So see, now when you get inside the classrooms, it looks kiddish, but it's that hallway. So when we want people to walk in, we want them to be like, "Ooh, oh, that's the kids area right over there." We want them to be able to do that. Of course, I want to grow our men's ministry 400 strong. I think we had 300 some men come to our first breakfast. Yes. I want to purchase some additional new admin office furniture and furnishings, and that has already started. Did y'all see the new connection desk out there in the foyer? The staff this past week or the last week got new furniture, and they're so happy about that. In fact, that furniture cost $25,000, and we paid cash for it. Yes. I want to see us either significantly reduce or eliminate our second building mortgage. I'll tell you why at the end. I'll tell you why. We restructured and expanded our counseling efforts. So Pastor Jerry is no longer counseling, but we have partnered with Ralph and Doris Alexander. Those are Pastor, First Lady and I, that's our counselors. And so they've teamed up with us. And so they're going to be doing counseling here on site. And here's the beautiful thing. As a member, you get free counseling. Okay. As a member, you do. Yeah. There's some criteria that's in there. You know, if you get calling in, you get set it up, and then 30 minutes before, hey, oh, I can't make it. See, we ain't gonna have that. We ain't gonna have that. But anyway, here we go. I want to see us grow our volunteer and our serving capacity to 500 new people. And you say, well, why, Pastor Edmund? Because good stewardship as a member is helping steward your church by helping it run. And some of y'all need to get off your chair and do something. So I also want to reach at least 1,000 new families. I want to, listen, here's the thing right here. I want to increase our Project 360 fund participation. Why? To prepare for our next facility. So let me explain this. The only reason you're sitting in this building is because people ahead of you gave money to Project 360. And because they gave the money, we were able to save the money. We paid cash for this land, just the 6 acres. We paid cash for this. And because we paid cash for it, we paid $327,000 cash that we paid for this building. And when we got this land, when we got this land appraised, it appraised for $1 million. That other $600,000 of equity is what helped us be able to start building. So listen, here's the problem though. Here's the problem. The purpose of Project 360 is to save money to fund for future projects and, everybody say and retain our operational dollars, because here's what's happening. Enough people are not giving to Project 360 on a monthly basis, and I'm not telling you how much to do, but just do something. Just do something. I mean, how many got a house and you got a mortgage? Don't you pay for that mortgage every month? We do too. But see, what's happening is not enough people, maybe it's because they don't understand, that they don't give to Project 360 every month. And so what happens? When we come short, guess what we have to do? We have to take now money out of our operational budget and pay for that. And we shouldn't have to. And because what that does is it prevents us from saving for future projects. Because if you haven't figured it out, we're maxed out right now. You don't even see no empty chairs around you, really. You know why? Because there's no, how many had to park across the street? Anybody had to park? See, I don't want you to have to do that. But guess what? We got to do what we got to do. Because we need another building. We need a building for our youth department to meet on Sunday mornings. We need some type of recreational facility. I'm going to do a 3-tier building. 3 levels. Spirit, soul, body. The bottom level is going to be a gym with workout equipment, all that kind of stuff, Pilates, whatever you don't want, karate, whatever you want to call yourself, right? And then the second level is going to be our counseling department, and it's going to be a library. And then the third is going to be just where prayer hopefully goes on 24 hours a day. When we build that building, they're going to force us to put new parking space down, which is fine. That way we won't have to park across the street. Are y'all with me? Okay, so I'm closing with this. Everybody say, he closing. So let me give you an example of how Project 360 works, and then I'm going to challenge you. In 2022, our church gave $100,000 for the whole year to Project 360. Well, what does it say our mortgage payment is? $624,000 for the year. So that means we were short over $500,000 in 2022. So, well, Pastor Evan, where did that difference come from? It came from two areas. It came from our operations budget and some, everybody say some. And some of our Giving Sunday money helped make up the difference. But I don't want our Giving Sunday money to be making up the difference. It ought to pay for itself. But for right now, we got to do what we got to do. Now see, because I believe, and I'm going to tell you something, if you want more in your life, you got to be a good steward, because increase only comes where good stewardship is there. So watch this. Last year, everybody say last year. Last year, let's see what happened. Okay, y'all got the message. Start giving more to Project 360. Because remember, the year before, it was 100. Last year, it was 156,000. Great. How much is our mortgage payment for the year? 624,000. What's the difference? 468. So watch this. We doing good, because the difference over here was 524. So we did good. But guess what? We had a lower Giving Sunday the following year, that year. So we ended up worse than we did in 2022. Look at that. We only had 180 we had to make up in 2022. Last year we had to make up 218. You say, well, how do we do that? Because we always function under budget. We don't spend all the money we get around here. And that's how your house budget ought to be. So, Pastor, I got more bills than money. Lower your bills. Stop going to Starbucks. Get you some Folgers coffee. That's good to the last drop. Get you some of that. So here's what I need. Sacrifice for Giving Sunday. That 1.3, let me tell you something. We have never had a Giving Sunday where we did $500,000. Never. Here it is, and I'm saying I think we can do 1.3. So let me just give you a perspective, and then I'm done. Think about this. We have over 1,000 members, way over 1,000, because everybody don't come to church every Sunday. What if 1,000 people gave $1,300? That would be 1.3 million. But everybody don't have $1,300. And then the people who got 13,000 would be like, ooh, praise the Lord. He only said give 1,300. No, that's why I don't do that. But if ever, that's right, because look, I put up up here, me and First Lady. Yes, right. I'm going to tell you what you did, because I ain't going to tell you why. I ain't going to ask you to do something I ain't doing. Last year, everybody say last year. Last year, our giving total on Giving Sunday was $12,000. And First Lady don't know this. It's going to be more this year. And I appreciate, she is so sweet. Listen, she's so sweet. She left the church this morning. She wasn't, she left early. And I was like, when I drove in, she was calling me. She was like, baby, you there at the church yet? I was like, yeah, where are you? She said, I had to run an errand. When she came back, I was like, baby, where would you go? Where'd you go? I went to the bank. Why'd you go to the bank on a Sunday? I was trying to get out of the ATM $1,900 to sow into my husband. Because it's our 19th anniversary. Y'all give First Lady a big head clap. Woo! Okay, here we go. Our Project 360 monthly came out to be $6,000 the year. Basically, we give $500 a month into Project 360. I ain't asking you to do something. I'm asking you to do something. Look at your neighbor and say, he asking you to do something. So, I'm saying sacrifice for Giving Sunday. And then number two, commit to giving to Project 360 every month. And I believe that if we all do something for Giving Sunday, I would love to burn the note on that mortgage this year. Did y'all get something today? With every head bowed, I went 8 minutes over, but y'all good. With every head bowed, every eye closed, if you're here today, you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life.